And with a sense of play, I'm bringing up the person who has lots of play. And if you are not familiar with this book yet, well, it comes to us from Dr. Kevin Cordy. I remember when you became that, sir. Nowadays, he hangs out at Ohio Dominican University, but he's going to take us back on an amusing ride. Come on up from Columbus.
I was 16. I could rule the world. At 16, they gave you a driver's license. You can drive at 16. And I knew the one place that I wanted to go. Since I was in Ohio, I wanted to go to Cedar Point, the largest amusement park in the world. And so, yes, and I gathered everybody, and we got to Cedar Point. And when we got there, all my 14 friends said, "We must go ride the Gemini." And I said, "No, we need to ride the Blue Streak." The Blue Streak, it's the second oldest roller coaster, but it's also the closest. And you know how many people are here? All my friends left over to the Gemini. And I stood in line for the Blue Streak. And it was a large line. And I was not shy with the people in the line. And I looked over and I told the person that I want to ride the Blue Streak. And the person turned around and said, "You're in the right line." And so I said, "I really want to ride." And he told me that he was a missionary and that he had been all over. He'd been to Africa. He'd been to India. He'd been all over the world. And I looked at him and I said, "I've been to Cedar Point." And I looked at him, and I learned a little bit about his missionary work, and we traded stories upon stories, and that's when I got really serious. And I looked at him, and I said straight to him, I said, "I have counted down this line, and I will be first on that roller coaster here at the Blue Streak." He said, oh, yeah, that'll be great. And so we waited in the long, blistering, hot sun, and we got over to the end, and there I was waiting for my coaster to come, and I was second in place. And that's when the missionary did God's work. Because he was first, and he switched with me. And I was first in line. First in line for the Blue Streak, and I was 16. I could rule the world. And so I was told to put on my seatbelt.
Put on your seatbelt.
And I noticed it didn't work. I was 16. I could rule the world. And if you know the Blue Streak, it's one hill for 1 minute and 37 seconds. And so we got to that one giant hill. And I noticed that when I pushed on my bar, it did not work. The seatbelt did not work. The bar did not work. I was only 16. I didn't want to die. The seatbelt didn't work. The bar didn't work. I didn't know what to do. The seatbelt, the bar. I looked at the minister. I looked at whoever's sitting behind me. And I said, "It don't work." And he looked over and he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "The seatbelt, the bar, the seatbelt, the bar." And I'm getting up to the very tippy top. His face is turning as many colors as I am. And I'm at the top of the world. And I want to get off. I'm at the top of the world. And it might have stayed for 7 seconds or two. I don't know. It was like an eternity. And I started going down. And my entire body took off out of the car. I locked with my knees. There was blood coming from my legs. And I'm yelling, "I'm going to die! I'm going to die! I'm going to die!"
And I was a little panicked, let's say. I'm going to die! And I'm flying like a backward Superman, and it's not fun. And I hear behind me, I hear, Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible. And I said, yes, he does! Yes, he does! And for 1 minute and 37 seconds, I rode the ride of my life. It stopped. I was barely in the car. I was bruised and I was battered. But I was 16, so I thought it was my fault for some reason. I looked at another 16-year-old and I said, the only thing I could muster, the only strength that I had, this don't work. They picked me up and they walked me back, and I sat for hours after riding this ride. And I'd love to tell you that it stopped there, but it didn't. For you see, I went to Geauga Lake, which was a smaller amusement park, when I was a kid. My brother was the bossy one. The one who said very little, but it always had an anger tone. And I was riding the Rocco plane, which is a Ferris wheel that goes upside down. And I remember the Rocco plane opened up, and I fell with my wallet and my keys from the very top. And I still remember Mike's reaction to this very day. He grabs me by the shirt of the collar, and he says, get in here. Like I was trying to get out. I would love to tell you that this story stops here, but it doesn't. Years later, I worked for 2 summers at Cedar Point, the amusement park that I know so well. It was a clear day. I was one of those idiots that put you in keychains and then took your picture. So I thought, I'm in uniform, I'll get to the top of the line. They have the largest single-story Ferris wheel in all the park. And I got on with that lovely music. And I got on, and as soon as I got in the car, that's when the lightning hit the tree right next to the Ferris wheel. It was pouring buckets of rain. I was sliding in and out of the car, and I heard another 16-year-old operator say,
we need to stop the ride.
Yeah, I imagine so. And then I heard, we don't know when we'll start again. I'm like, Noah, get me off this ark. Oh, back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And an hour and a half later, I heard,
we're going to try to run the ride.
Try!
And I heard that music. I'd love to tell you that this story stops here, but it doesn't. I was at Geauga Lake Park. My mother hates rides that go extremely fast. She's always looking for the slowest ride she can find. And there was a Ferris wheel called the Witch's Wheel. And it starts out slow, and then it goes at rampaging speed as you're put in like a sardine in a can. And we walked by, and my mother saw it as it was winding down. And she said, that looks like a slow one, Kevin. Let's get on that one. So we got on, and we're packed like sardines. Rock music blares, not elevator music. It should have been a telltale sign. And it started to go. And then the speed picked up. I have never, ever to this day heard my mother scream louder than any day, even from the time she tucked that giant tomato soup can on her foot. This was 10 times worse. I thought my mother was having a heart attack. Have you ever tried to get off a ride that's going upside down? It's not possible. She's yelling and screaming. She gets off. She staggers. She sits and waits, and she doesn't ride anything for the rest of the day. I'd love to tell you that this story stops here,
But you see, sometimes we get on and we wait in a long, long line. And maybe we have a minute and 37 seconds and somebody takes second place and gives you first place. And you're riding for that 1 minute and 37 seconds. Sometimes we put someone on a ride that they weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And sometimes someone pulls you in when you don't think that you're going to fall. Sometimes we're on this ride called life. And I'll tell you right now, mine has just begun.